Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's from 7 to 6. It's a night of So You Think You Can Dance conversation you don't want to miss. We'll see you in a sec.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes!
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I love that we have our theme music.
Ooh, yeah, it's very official.
I feel like we need ASAP to get up and dance for us. Hold on, it's about to get real in a second. We have to all do our pose in a second. Okay, we're walking
so
up to the stage.
Amazing. Here we are. And pose.
Da-na-na-na-da-na-da. Oh, I mean, we're
it's
just... We're
Betty
done.
Sotero.
Oh my gosh, we are having so much fun tonight. What an amazing night.
Oh, wow.
7 to 6. We have so much to talk about. Everyone, we're going to jump into our intro so you know who we are. Yes. We hope you're joining us on the live chat. We're going to be talking all things So You Think You Can Dance tonight. We want to hear from you. We're watching it here. We're watching it there. It's everywhere. I am Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media. Right there on the little ticker, Becky Sotero.
Hey.
Guys.
On that little ticker. Hey. Oh my gosh. This episode was absolutely insane. I can't wait to talk about it. I'm T. Julie Pinko. You guys can find me everywhere at Teague DP. So I'll see you there.
Ooh la la. What an episode. Ooh la la.
Yes.
I'm Asaf Gorn. You can find me all social media, I think, especially Instagram. We just did a remix for
what
one
you
of
think?
Our. Show.
It's debatable.
I think like Instagram will be the best. ASAP Gorn one at whatever. Yes.
Find us all. And like I said, I hope you guys are all still on the stream with us. We're just so excited to dive in.
Yes.
So much dancing. So not only did we see the pairing between the All-Stars and the contestants, we saw solos, and then we saw two group dances, which, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to dive into those. But just so we can do some justice on the All-Star dance and also the opening number, let's kind of talk about that for a second. How did you guys feel about those opening numbers?
First of all, about the show. I mean, from 7 to 6, it feels like I'm getting excited even before the show starts. Like, I'm getting sweaty before.
Sweaty.
Lots of sweat.
That's how you know. You're excited.
And not only because of Kaylee. I mean, and not only because of Marvin,
who are
my favorite.
Your girl's coming through. I was worried about her.
And people were really impressed with her this episode.
So good. I think this was her strongest.
Exactly. And why is it? Because when it comes to the finale, like at least final 6...
Right.
The strongest survive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The strongest will stand out, and you can see her. She's,
God,
solos and in the routine as well. God help me. I love her.
Opener was great.
Yes.
And the All-Star dance was great.
Right.
I loved the opener. I thought it was very elegant, very pretty. Mm. Everyone looked stunning.
Right.
And that when Jenna walked through with that big, what's it, Jenna?
Yeah, Angel Weaves. Yeah,
or
Wings.
Was it Allison?
Yeah. No, it was Jenna.
She slayed it.
You were confusing between Allison, right?
Yeah.
And Jenna.
Yeah, that was Jenna with the wings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh,
the wings.
She had her Victoria's Secret moment walk right there, didn't she?
Right, she did.
Sass.
But I mean...
Warren is awesome.
I was just going to say, let's talk about his choreography. There was Broadway and jazz and a little bit of just ballroom in there. He just gave it all to him, didn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, that's not the only routine he did
that
night.
Wasn't.
And the other one
Okay, well, let's dive in. Lex and Gabby kicking off our show with that hip hop from Kendrick Lamar.
What's up?
Which we all know.
Sit down.
Humble.
Be humble. Hashtag be humble.
I think it was really fitting for Lex, too, because he's probably one of the most humble kids I've ever met.
He is.
As good as he is and as many compliments as he gets every time after the show, he's like, I never feel comfortable. He's always wanting to make himself better. True. What an awesome performance from Gabby.
Yeah.
And that wig.
The wig was off the hook. But I still look at them and
what
I'm like...
Was mullet a haircut or something?
A little bit of a mullet. With the wind, I don't know. But I mean, let's... So down to dance, though. I mean, we're watching I know Gabby is a jack of all trades, but right. a tapper, and we're watching mm-hmm. contemporary dancer, and they right. just delivered like mm-hmm. we knew they could, yeah. but we lose the fact of what their genre is. And right. I love that Nigel was saying that this is the point of the game mm-hmm. where you have to across the board be able to nail everything, right. and they did.
And
I
mean, they did, and they always do.
I mean. Yes. Yeah, when it comes to Lex, you know, out of his genre, right now hip-hop is definitely a different animal, definitely. But, you know, there's nothing that I love more than laugh on, as a b-boy, to laugh on contemporary mm-hmm. dancers dance hip-hop. You know,
it's kinda, but he's
such
been,
a pleasure. Yes.
He's pretty well trained in hip hop too, though. We gotta remember. Yeah. He went into the it, as a contemporary dancer, but he's right. been.
I wasn't nervous with him. You know what I mean? Like with Kiki, you're like But I mean, with Lex, we just knew he would deliver. But right. I mean, we're talking how synchronized their moves mm-hmm. were. Their popping was on point.
No, he got this one, and you know, as a good friend of mine, Eden Shabtai, she's a very big choreographer and mm-hmm. director. She worked with some of the biggest artists in the game right now. You know, on Earth, she said that faces and that express emotion through dance for dancers and also for musicians or singers, the face and emotions are everything. Yeah. And Lex got this one. If you ask me, of the level of his emotions and face, mm-hmm. Jim Carrey, yes. Jim Carrey level.
And people were talking about that. Nigel kept doing his stink face. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Face. It was
that
good.
That was definitely a topic of the night.
Well, and we got an Okie Dam Doki from Mary Murphy, so right. you know that yeah. is on point right there. Well, right. they brought it, and...
Jim Carrey level.
I know, yeah. right? Well, I so just... Good. I mean, and you're a street dancer, so you should have appreciated, too, that they brought the street. Oh, into yeah. that.
He's so Woo! Street. He was so street.
All right, so we then were blessed with an amazing dance by Taylor and her her flawless solo. She's just like
she's
angel
stunning.
Wings.
I mean, she's above the clouds when she dances. Yes. She's above the clouds and the flow, and she's so gentle and she's amazing. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be the guy but I saw it already. In her solos already, and she's
you don't
a
feel
dancer.
Like
what are you saying?
You don't feel like there was anything new, is what you're
yes,
saying?
I
okay,
I want to
okay,
see
you've
new.
Seen
I'll,
it. Okay,
yes,
I guess.
And
sure.
on that topic, when we get to Logan, I want to talk about how amazing his solo was because didn't we see a difference? We'll talk. Right. We'll get there. But on the topic of Logan, let's slide into Allison and Logan's amazing. Oh my gosh, you guys! American
jazz.
The African jazz. Yes. I can't even.
Yeah.
That was a mic drop moment for me on So You Think You Can Dance, that routine.
Those pliés. I was like, do your hips work anymore? Like, that stuff that they were doing was incredible. And the rollers, that was a
all
really
of it.
Awesome.
And I know they kept talking about how tall and lean he is and how difficult it is to, you know, be in that pocket, that African jazz pocket. But he made it look like... It was his genre. Like, no big deal. And, I mean, Allison, too. I mean, come on. I've talked...
Together, they're definitely unstoppable. More than that, you know... Okay. Logan... it's okay. Logan and Allison, they're incredible. They're incredible dancers. But more than that, I gotta give this one to Sean Cheeseman.
Oh.
Yes.
He's looking sharp, looking incredible.
Also not his only routine he choreographed tonight.
Exactly. What do you expect from someone who worked with Janet, with Michael, and with the biggest artists in the world? He got this one. Oh, my
God.
It was really incredible.
And this routine demanded so much, as they said, endurance, athleticism, and, I mean, the shapes that they created. There's just so much that we could talk probably all night on just that one routine. Right. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to quote Nigel, one of the most difficult and impressive pieces on So If You Can Dance. And I completely agree with that.
Even though they were like... They were not in sync, but at the same time, it was just incredible. Mm-hmm. This dance is not easy. It's definitely one of the hardest genres out there, for sure. And, I mean, Logan, he can do anything.
Yeah,
anything
that kid. And
so
they,
blessed.
And so well. Like, the technique was there. So you blessed. Know, it's not like they just muddled through that routine. No. They did it, and they did it right, and it was...
They gave it so much
Actually, this dance wouldn't be, wouldn't look good on everyone.
Right.
Am I right?
Oh, of course. That stuff's hard.
No, and I think that's what they were getting to also is just their body types are not necessarily, you know, the shorter, more stockier body type is what they were saying is a little easier. And they just dug deep and showed exactly how to put on a clinic for African jazz. And also, I love when they said that, you know, I think one of the judges had mentioned him being superhuman. And
he is superhuman.
He is absolutely superhuman.
So true.
Definitely. I mean, it seems like he just... came out of Zulu Nation boot camp or something. Zulu Nation, never on vacation.
I'm just calling it now. After watching this episode, it's hard because of all the talent, but Logan and Taylor to me are just the male and female version of each. They're just so next level. Right. I mean, Lex, okay, Lex, I will give him.
Lex, I think
his...
is a...
Listen, we have to talk about the solos right now because the competition is so tight.
I know.
So tight.
Do you want to talk about Mark solo? Because he was next. How did you feel about that?
Yes, I have a lot to say, of course. Yeah, in some point, you know, it's getting a little bit repetitive.
Sure.
Sorry about it. But yeah, repetitive. In Hebrew, we say mastic, like a chewing gum.
Mastic.
He's a great dancer. He's a great b-boy. He's a great artist. He brings something else to the table beyond only his personality, which is very unique. But if you bring this set, this solo, to a b-boy competition, it's not going to survive. You're going to get smoked really, really quickly.
You think, Mark?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, and not to be a hater, but...
I completely agree. I actually felt like it left a little bit to be desired, just a little more novice for where we're at.
Right.
I don't know. And I wonder if maybe that was... He did say that Nigel said he's going to give it, you know, to the person with the lowest votes.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just don't think that solo compared to the other solos
exactly,
we saw.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And I'm,
what do you think, Teague? You look...
Well, I don't know. I love Mark.
I know, I do too.
And I think everybody felt depleted after Monday.
I'm still devastated, yo.
Yeah.
I know.
So, I don't know. And I thought the package was really cute. The mom, you know, talking about, you know, the influence she's had on him as a dancer. And so you just fall in love with Mark every week even more. And it's like, maybe that solo didn't do him justice as much.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I was talking with Nigel after the show, he said, going into the show, I might not have said Kaylee should go through, but now she killed it.
She did.
And then Mark not have done enough this episode.
Enough. That's actually, I respect that. He didn't, not enough.
So since Kaylee had such a fire night, let's talk about her and Cyrus, since they're
our next duo.
I want to say something real quick.
Yes. Okay.
Because Mark is actually the only hip-hop dancer or street dancer that
left
on the show. I don't know what does it mean. I'm still waiting for someone like a street dancer. Of course, we had Fiction, and we had a lot before Fiction. But I'm looking for... There was never a b-boy that won So You Think You Can Dance. And if there was someone that could win So You Think You Can Dance, it was...
Mark.
Could be Mark.
Yeah. Well, that personality.
Yeah, his personality for days. I just think, unfortunately, with the talent that's left, I mean, it's just coming down like we have talked about. Just down to, like, the tiniest things.
Yeah.
But I thought he was going to go a lot further. But Kaylee slayed contemporary with Cyrus. Tice's choreography too, by the way.
How can you stop that? Like, she's okay. Till this point, it was like this. Like, episode one, Kaylee was here. She was here.
Yes.
But right now, she's like,
she's had a roller coaster, and she's peaking at the right moment, I would say.
Yes.
She brought. Oh, she was so incredible this time. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think this was her best show. And I think that Nigel said that a lot of people were saying that. Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
Her solo was on point. Her group was on point.
Oh, the group, I think,
I'm getting
set
chills.
Her apart.
Yes,
I
we'll talk about
the
that.
The group with it was Lex and Logan.
Yes.
That really showed you how talented she is.
Well, let's save that for the end so our
but
viewers
anyways,
don't get...
But anyways, yes. Okay, she had a great, great performance with Cyrus. And I also just want to say the mom with the blue hair. I started crying. I was crying.
Yeah.
Because it was so cute. The mom couldn't keep it together. Yeah. And she has the blue hair to support her daughter.
So like I said, let's give credit.
Nice. It
hold on your heartstrings, and we can give credit to Tice for pulling out Kaylee, specifically her strengths.
Yes.
We saw how it kind of tailored her unique... style. I don't know. I think this was such a perfect night for her.
Yeah.
I was a little worried. I was going to, like we talked about her and Koinye, you know, this week, but and being in the bottom three again, yikes. But anyway, she just proved herself tonight.
I mean, it's a lot about the choreography this time. It was very, very artistic.
She's going to get a lot of votes. Yes. I will be absolutely floored if she's in the bottom three.
What a great, like, an amazing routine. I mean, it was beautiful that it wasn't, like, that in sync with it. Like, very, like, just, you know, a typical routine. Cyrus did a great job to be a good partner. He was a great partner. But more than that, that routine, like, I don't know. It was more than abstract. I feel like I don't know what it is. Came from sure. space.
It showcased Kaylee, which is what the fans needed because she's been struggling. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we needed any kind of routine. I mean, no offense to Cyrus, but any routine that showcased him in any way. We needed Kaylee to be center stage, the star, and she was. Like, it was just.
What do you think if Kaylee would have like a partner like Allison or Jenna? What do you think? She would have, like, she would be more safe or she would feel more comfortable?
No, I think I mean, they're just so strong in a different way. Mm-hmm. I think the pairing is perfect.
I think Cyrus pairing is the perfect partner for
like
her.
Like, bringing the good stuff, good side of her.
Yeah. Right, and a strong side. Mm-hmm. I think that he well, helps showcase her.
Let's move into Koine's beautiful solo, as per usual. Do you guys have anything specific you wanted to that popped out in your mind about that, or should we go into Kiki and Dunda?
I think she's a beautiful, talented, sexy Japanese artist. What is it?
I don't know, but I love the song. Been listening to that. There were some good downloads this week for songs.
How cannot you, like, you cannot love her?
Yeah.
And, of course, I want to see her in the finale, but more than that, I think she's definitely one of the best dancers I've seen, at least this year. Not only So You Think. Really surprising, really amazing. I think personality, always smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Very
cool.
Right, there's something very genuine that's
and
coming out of this girl.
She's growing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, I know we were kind of hard on her last week, but she is growing throughout this competition. And who's growing right next to her? Kiki.
Oh,
you guys know
that
he's not been like the most on my radar, right? But this week changed it. I don't know.
Kiki.
I don't know what it is.
I have a lot to say about it.
Oh. Kiki couldn't be cuter, A. Yeah. B, did you guys hear, I mentioned it in when I was talking to him after in the interview, that the shrieking when he was in the bottom three?
I heard
did
it.
Did you guys hear the audio?
Oh. Yeah.
It was, so they were announcing the bottom three, which is, you know, not fun. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they said, Kiki, and all the girls in the audience were like, no, like screaming.
I know, he's
because
not surprised.
They love him so much.
I'm not surprised, but
I think he's just a sweet, humble, you know, people
and
really
a,
like
he's
him.
A fan favorite this season.
Yeah, and he's an underdog, for sure.
Yes.
And he keeps killing it.
He's a fan favorite?
People love him. Yes, and you have to look at it that people love an underdog, and I agree with that. In terms of this competition, he's definitely the underdog.
Oh, he did,
I think
he
people
did,
thought
yeah.
he was going to get
if he passed Mark, yeah, definitely. I would never imagine, like, that he will be that kind of. Never.
But another Broadway by Warren, so they delivered.
This was a cool performance. And Jasmine and Paul were off stage throwing the canes. I mean, what incredible timing, trust.
That was crazy.
It all worked.
I have to admit, of the night, energy for days appreciated it, but I felt like, everybody was just so wowed by the canes, but I felt like the dance itself left me a little empty, and I also feel like if you watch it back, because I watched it twice, I try to always watch them twice.
Me too.
Their synchronicity was lacking, because I think they were so focused on the canes.
Definitely.
I was wondering if I was like floating in my own boat.
No. You're totally right, and more than
rowing in my own boat. Okay.
We got
and more than no, that's true. I mean, the choreography was amazing. The red dresses. Classy look was amazing.
The pants.
Yeah, everything
great
was great.
So
but,
pantsuits
were
Kiki,
great.
Kiki, my friend, as an underdog, I wanted to see more from Kiki. More, think about if Mark would do this, would dance this routine with Jenna. What, like you just see like smiling and a lot of character and personality. Yeah. I know they changed the stakes for like five times, but you know, I'm like,
again, for this stage of the game, if you watch it back, they talked more about the canes than they did about the dance. So that's a little bit of a problem.
This is definitely something that probably never been on the show. Like, you change at least five times. You call it canes?
Canes.
Canes. So they changed five-time canes. And I'm like,
or
Vito Macchiella.
Yeah, I don't know.
What did you think?
I loved it. I loved the aesthetic of the whole thing. I loved the energy. I think it was a really memorable routine. I think I loved it from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I didn't really care. I was watching those canes. I was watching the tricks. And it was so impressive to me. I thought it was cute. And they're a really fun pair. I mean, Kiki. Mm-hmm. I can't believe he's still here, but you are proud of him every week. You know?
Yes. I mean,
like, I'm always like, man, you really did it.
But I just wish I...
It's impressive.
It, again, kind of opposite of Kaylee. Kaylee, to me, brought it.
Yeah.
And I felt like I wanted more from Kiki after watching this episode in a weird way.
I wonder if we give him more credit, too, because he is an underdog. So we're like, man, look at you
did
that.
He's an underdog.
Good job, boy.
You know, I wonder if we give him more credit just because...
It was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal, but you know, to get this type of choreography to your hands is like a present. It's like, this is your chance to shine.
Yeah.
Just smile more and be very entertaining.
Right.
And he was, but not enough to this choreography.
I mean, like Teek said, though, I will say the Canes themselves made the routine memorable. I just don't think in terms of dance, it was at the level of others. Like Logan.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Logan's solo.
Oh,
and I want to bring
yes.
it to ASAP because this solo... I like him starting out in a b-boy head spin.
I'll tell you something. Seeing a contemporary dancer coming out with a head spin beanie, I was like, what's going on? Like, this guy is not a b-boy. That, like, there's no way he's about to. I thought he's going to do like a head spin for
or like a handstand or headstand
exactly,
or something.
Exactly. You're like something, maybe like a half a spin or something. Mm-hmm. This guy just did a professional. Like, he's about to be in Cirque du Soleil or something.
And this
or
is like
IBE. I'm like.
Week 5 of live shows, and he whipped something like that out.
And I want. Yeah, he pulled this one out, and I think about it. He's probably the only, and I'm allowed to say it, he's the only probably contemporary dancer that can do head spin.
Pull that off.
Yeah, in this. And to do it in this time of the show, this is top. Seven was?
Now it was the top seven. Now we're
top
in top
seven.
Six,
to
yeah.
pull this one in the solo this time, it's a very risky move.
Right. And
right.
And that's what I wanted to say.
He deserved.
That's what I wanted to say is I felt like his stood alone in terms of a solo that pushed the limits. It was risky.
Right.
It was dynamic. I felt like when he was done dancing, it was like, well, we have not seen that in his solo.
Yes.
And at this level, that needs to happen.
My question, have you seen headspin, like a headspin from a b-boy or from anyone else in this season at all?
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have either.
That's what I'm saying.
Check that.
I mean,
it would be from Mark, I would assume.
I don't think Mark can even throw a headspin. I'll be honest, not at this level. Actually, I cannot even throw this kind of headspin like this in this level.
Really?
It's really surprising that he did it. I don't know. I'm proud of him for pushing his limits to get out of his comfort zone. And he's not a b-boy again, and he still killed it. He deserved someone to do this kind of thing. Deserve to win this show.
Yeah, he'll be. I think he'll earn his spot in the finale.
Yeah.
I mean,
of course.
Could say that. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Marco, our love connection, Marco and
Marco and Koine forever. This was a cute routine.
It was
the jive.
Cute routine.
Yeah,
it was the jive.
The freaking jive, you guys.
Right?
It's so hard. Like their footwork and
their
connection, and like he just looks so smitten by her. You know, like, are they together? Someone tell us.
Yeah,
I have some other theories about that.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't want to start
Can
a rumor.
Can we get, like, theory music going?
But, no, I don't want to start a rumor, but I think that, like, Koine and Kiki would be really cute together.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
Okay,
I feel like they're really close. Rumor.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
I would kind of like to see that happen,
solid.
But that's literally me putting a rumor into the air. So that's not
confirmed. I love rumors. We all love rumors, right?
I mean,
I think it would be cute.
As a press release, sort of, like a pre-press.
I would just say that it would be cute.
Yeah.
Maybe we can throw, send a message to what is his name? Marco. Marco, it's week 6. It's about to please make a move right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I mean, we've already got Taylor and
Taylor
Lex
and
Sydney
and
Logan. They're all going on tour together. I feel like it was just get
all
a few
in the
more
family.
Together and we're good.
But I mean, to the dance and to the credit.
To the dancing.
The, it was playful. It was fun. Right. I think we could agree that it played again to Koine's versatility.
Yeah.
I mean, it just it delivered.
I would like to say that I'll say that it was definitely my favorite routine of the night. Definitely jive. I mean, Koine is that kind of person, that kind of dancer that make her parents to be proud of her so much,
so cute.
And know the parents in the world.
Very endearing.
Am I right?
Yes.
Very endearing.
Very endearing.
Endearing.
That was sweet.
So I mean, I don't even know if we can say anything else because it was just.
It was cute, but it was definitely my favorite event. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite, by the way? We can say it. I mean, it was like...
Should we get through? Let's get through them. No.
Yeah, and then we'll do... And then we'll have faves.
No.
Faves.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You want to do it now? Well, okay. mine is one of the group routines, so I'll save mine for later.
Sure.
Okay. How about you? Do you have one you want to save it?
Well, I want to save it.
Okay.
So I want to talk, you want to talk about
it. Except, do you want to talk about your favorite?
Of course.
Great.
What is it?
I want to talk about Kaylee solo.
Oh
yeah, I want to talk about
solid,
solid, and more than that. If we were, I'm sorry about asking if like you think she could like it would be better if she would have a partner like Allison or Jenna. No, actually, she's too strong. She's very strong and dominant,
domineering, mm-hmm. dominant. She's dominant,
dominant. Yeah. Like you need someone very like. Weird or different as Cyrus
quirky,
to like you know to balance this kind of weirdness or strongness.
And I have to make strength. A comment that she perplexes me slightly because I have never had a contestant on the show where I actually am so much more entertained by her individually than I am with her. Mm-hmm. Like watching her, watching her solos, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love you.
Right.
But when she's with Cyrus, I just feel like something. Falls a little short for me with her, but her solos are just prove how incredibly talented she is.
Mm-hmm. And that trio helped
and the
her.
Trio, right, yes.
Right, right. But in the solos, she's just very, very free. She decides for herself, and she's not. She's that type of dancer
performer,
that's supposed
right.
a performer. She's supposed to do solos. Mm-hmm. She can actually do a live performance by herself.
Yeah,
like 30 minutes, 20 minutes. I'll just watch Kaylee all day, all night. She's great. Very entertaining.
She is so entertaining. She's very. Just, I just feel completely captivated.
I love it. I love it. At the end of the dance, she will always be like, she will end the dance with like, with a smile or
with a little smirk. And she did the little so like cute. Behind yeah. her.
And
she's let's so all cute. Do it. Let's all do it.
So cute.
Okay.
Also, thank you guys for being in the live chat.
Yes.
Tell us what you think about all the dances. We'll
we
talk
it
about
everywhere.
It. You guys are thebomb.com.
Yes.
Thanks for hanging out.
We wouldn't be here without you. Oh, ASAP's move.
Oh, yeah. What
no. I don't want that. This one to be my move.
Yay, it is.
That's you.
I would love to have headbanging. Like
all right. Headbanging is your move.
Okay,
anyway,
right.
Yeah.
We're done.
But Kaylee solo was amazing.
It was.
Can we talk about Lex solo for a second?
Taylor?
Yeah,
well, let's talk about Taylor and Robert so we kind of stay in sync with everybody so they don't lose us. But then, we will talk about Lex. So we got a little bit of that romantic romance from them.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to week one, but we saw the fluidity. We saw how incredibly well they moved together.
Right.
And it's when you put these three people together with, you know, and Mandy Moore and Robert and Taylor, that's just obviously a recipe for an incredible routine.
Yes.
For technique, for lovey-dovey, for just fulfilling movement. I mean, the whole thing from beginning to end.
Gosh,
that is their strong suit. You know, this reminded me, it didn't top their first night routine, first live show routine. That will probably be my favorite routine
for
a really long time. But it did come close.
Mm. And I think that we need to give...
I respect that.
Yes. ASAP, check, approved. But we have to give credit to Robert, because the lifts, the transitions, think about how flowy her dress was and how difficult it was for him to be a partner for her in that, because I felt like this was so tailored to her. Like,
it
she
is.
Shined like a butterfly.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect for her like a butterfly or like a diamond.
Diamond. It's funny. I was running today, and I saw butterflies, and they were shining in the sun. So
and
that's just
like,
kind of what's in my head, to be honest with you.
Think about Taylor.
Side note.
What a good day.
Solid day. No caterpillars, but butterflies everywhere.
She's good. She's definitely good in the level of being the next... Ginger Rogers.
That's potential.
Mm-hmm. Potential,
Interesting in the live chat. Thanks for joining, you guys.
Yes.
Someone said that I'm sorry, I'm going to make a few people mad, but Taylor and Kiki are the most overrated contenders this season.
Okay. I would slightly agree with slightly agree with Kiki, but Taylor to me, and I mean, again, Taylor, Lex, and Logan, absolutely.
Right.
I am no Nigel, you know, like I don't know everything about dance, but to me, they are the three best dancers we've had.
Right. Well, favorite, and we're mentioning in the group chat as well that Nigel really wants Lex to win, and I agree.
Yeah,
they're this week he did not hide it at all.
I could see that.
He said Lex is like incredible, but then also when I was talking to him after, he said this is also about America's favorite dancer. This isn't the most technical. This isn't the best.
And when you get to the top four, it's out of their hands. So
that's
where it's at. You know,
that's where voting becomes so important.
But I mean, I just, and that's such a, it's a great comment because we're hearing other people's points of view, which is what it's all about. I just, to me, when you watch Taylor dance, technique is there, connection is there. Mm-hmm. She's just, ooh.
OMG. Chills. They said that Lex is good, but he isn't all that. He can't do ballroom. I think he can hold his own in ballroom.
Is it about like doing ballroom actually? He has to do ballroom. If he's not going to pull out like ballroom out of the hat, he doesn't have to do ballroom. Actually.
Well, week two.
I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Of
week
course.
Week two, they...
I mean, yeah.
They did do.
Bottom line, in terms of, so we can kind of put a button on Taylor and Robert, you know, I love what Nigel was saying about dance transcending us, and that's what that routine did. You know what I'm saying? And it made, it brought, I always love seeing Mary emotional, you know?
Yes.
And didn't she put them, weren't they the first on the hot tamale train, or is that...
Oh, they did?
I thought she officially put them on the hot tamale train.
I remember that I heard a scream, but I don't remember it was tamale train.
So many standing ovations this night. It was insane.
But now, hey, you wanted to talk about Lex. Let's talk all
things. It's okay,
here we go.
It's,
it's time for Lex solo on the list.
Yo, Lex solo was just perfect. What was it? It was just perfect. Like, it didn't, like, nothing was missing or anything was so clean and
fresh, clean,
naki,
and
amazing.
What literally surprises me every single week is that that's improv, and that is not easy.
It is.
He admits it. It's always improv. Mm. Yeah, he improvs his solos because he's just this like musical. And
I love that, from
dancing, I feel like it is. Sometimes it does motivate you to kind of do something fresh. You're not a choreographed. I have to do this. But, I mean, that's tough. And he kills it every time. It's not like he ever falls out of anything.
Are you sure it was freestyling?
Yeah, it always is.
Okay, to do freestyling this in this level without any mistakes and so sharp and so on point, you need a lot of experience. And more than that, you need to be very, very brave.
Well, like, some performers, crazy. Some performers thrive off of the improv, too.
Right.
So, I mean, we can tell now that he's a dancer that can do that. But, yeah, I just, if for any moment he went blank, I just think that would be...
Well, it was really, like...
So scary. If he, you know,
but
if
not, yeah, not for him, because he's just like a flowy, his legs just go around, and he just doesn't even care what happens. Yeah. It just looks perfect.
And and then Nigel was saying that he did, I can't remember what move it was, but a spin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Three tours.
It's the first time he'd ever seen.
Which, tours are hard. For people who don't dance, tours are difficult.
Yes.
It's difficult.
What is it, like a spin in the air?
Is it in the air?
Yeah, it's in the air, and you bring your feet together. And two is like... somewhat attainable, but three?
And the momentum, too, you have to have.
And he did it. He like, landed it very clear, right?
Oh, it was very casual.
It was all airborne.
Three tours.
No big deal.
So we all agree that, like, there was, like, it's between the best solo of the night will be between Lex and Logan.
I don't know. Kaylee's up there, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kaylee had a good night.
Yeah,
I'll give her the third place.
But do you know who didn't have a good night?
Yes. No.
I mean, to the next performance.
I'm not saying that Mark didn't have a good night, but I mean, going home is not so fun. But in terms of he and Comfort's dance,
yes,
they got at least he got to showcase on his last night their comfort zone. You know what I mean?
I thought it was awesome.
Yep. I would like to say something.
Okay.
They both had a mask on their face at the beginning.
They were ninjas all the way.
They were ninjas. Yeah, I felt like something is missing, and for me, yes, of course, a little bit something with the energy. You know why is it? Because I at least me, I used to see Mark with like. Very shining with his face and his facial
expressions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And something was missing. It was a little bit blank.
Mm.
Yes, again.
Okay.
Not very strong from my side. Maybe from your side it was better.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. I think that, and even in the live chat, we're mentioning that the judges kind of harped on him. Mm, you know,
they did.
And. You know, we've had this debate before, you know, whether the judges might know something's going on and, you know, kind of want to, like, I don't know, a little bit, kind of, like, give it away just a little bit or just make you think a little bit more, like, oh, maybe he should go home, you know?
Mm.
So,
I agree.
But
I don't know.
I felt like they deflated him.
You think?
I deflated him in the sense I felt like they were really hard on him.
Oh, the
so
judges.
I
thought you said the routine deflated him.
No.
I
mean, the judges definitely deflated him.
What do you expect in this point of the competition? Like, man, I know regardless.
I mean,
not
I expect
being,
them
like,
to judge the routine and not, like Teague said, kind of give away a little bit. And I completely agree with that. This was the first night where I felt like I saw that.
You think they knew before? You knew the results before?
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like they
possible.
Were...
We can talk about
they
it.
They were unusually hard. I felt like them... Unusually hard on them for this routine, in my opinion.
Right, and especially because there were so many routines in the night that they were standing and they were...
Yeah.
Really, it was a really good night for a lot of people.
Right.
And even some of the performances that... I mean, you didn't love Kiki and Jenna, but they
loved they were over the moon.
That whole thing.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, it was kind of surprising that the criticism was
They've been for how many weeks already, like... It's the
fifth week.
Live show.
Listen, this is a boot camp.
Yeah.
We cannot take it away from them that, like, their bodies are so exhausted right now. I don't even want to think about, like, what's going on with Mark. Like, it's
But I think my point is I didn't see that in him. To me, he hit hard. They had great, even though they weren't, they had the fierce personality. The personality was still there.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's good that he was still good.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, it's mentally, it's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyday rehearsals from
Do
early
you feel like the competition was getting him a little bit? Is that what you sense?
I definitely feel like that. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like that. But if you ask me if he did his thing in the competition, of course, he killed it. He damaged so you think he can dance.
Yeah.
He damaged so you think he can
dance. Well, and I think he had a huge impact on a lot of the performers. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can get into this a little bit later, but... You know, everybody after the show just honestly didn't want to talk.
Oh,
you know, people
had
tears in their eyes. And even though you're going to see them on tour in 2 weeks, you'll see them at the finale, you'll see them soon. It just feels weird. And, you know, he has to move out of that house. They're all in an apartment together, the guys. And
You'll feel he's missing.
And his energy is hard.
See you next episode without Mark. Let's see how you feel.
Well, and we talked about that last week with Dassey and Fiction, too, how deflated they were. Like, it's not about just leaving the dance competition or leaving your family. And Mark, as we saw, even when we've all interviewed them and seen them backstage, they are just having so much fun with each other.
Of course.
Like, I don't even know them that well. And it's like, I can already sense what that void is probably going to be like. Oh,
yeah. Of course. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. And our interviews are up, too, by the way. So if you want to check out what they all had to say. We asked a lot of them about Mark.
I feel bad.
What it meant to them.
No,
so
don't feel bad. Well, let's talk about Kiki solo, which was fire.
Kiki solo?
It was fire.
Oh, yeah,
Kiki
solo.
Fire.
Yeah, we talk about the solo. All right, I have a lot to say.
What do you have to say?
No, I don't have a lot to say.
How dare you? No, it was fire.
No,
I mean,
it was great.
Footwork. Well, it was a clinic for what it, you know, ballroom.
Right.
Yeah, it's his specialty.
Yep.
Still.
It wasn't super different from what I've seen him do, but... It works. Kiki.
Would you even did you think that from the first episode that we were talking about Logan, Lex, Kaylee, Kiki, do you think that like those are the people that are going to stay in the competition till this point?
Did you think that Kiki would still be here? Is that what you're asking?
Never. I thought he would be eliminated from the second or the first round.
I'm 100% rowing in your boat with you guys.
Again,
because he was the underdog. He was a little bit of the black horse, but he's proving himself, and that was one way to prove yourself.
Yes.
And I know we're all itching to talk about these contestant group routines, so we need to make sure we have time to chat about those.
Mm-hmm.
So we kicked it off with Double L, Logan, and Lex,
and
a little Kaylee in between.
Boom.
Wow. That performance.
Boom. Mm.
And everybody was talking about it afterwards. You know, like, Nigel couldn't stop talking about it. It was a routine that really, really showcased all of them well. And Kaylee especially stood out.
Shooting.
Really kept up with the guys. Who those, honestly, for me, Lex and Logan are the top two for
right
now.
Not only for you.
Probably for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And for Kaylee to do what she did
She completely stood out. I was a little worried and wondering how the three of them were gonna, how that was gonna be showcased.
Right.
But again, I mean, Dwight and Desmond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Can't do any wrong.
Unbelievable. Can't do any wrong. And they talked about Desmond's one of the best contemporary dancers ever. And who did he have? Three contemporary dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So he just he brought all their uniqueness out.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, the synchronicity and their talent.
Yeah.
This was a routine where people are. I can't wait to see the downloads on this routine.
More than that, like that's what I think. like, I want to see them as part of the All-Stars. You know, we need people like these.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure that they will be eventually.
Top three, for sure. And I think it was a good decision to put them together in a mini group right now. And they didn't just do great. I think it's like a statement. Like, yo, if they should be on the top four finale. They should be. They're the best, probably. They are the best, actually.
They're definitely the best. Phenomenal. And again, loved. They kept saying mind blowing, and it was on every level.
I think you know what I think those are the three that are still like shining in the competition at this moment, because I think their training, like their daily training, are a little bit kind of similar to the training on So You Think You Can Dance. Very still, very dynamic, very intense. I think it's more than, for example, Mark or Kiki. You understand? They definitely do a different type of training.
And they come from a totally different background.
Exactly. Right. And more than that, they're not like stand out, right? They didn't stand out this time only because they're like savages. It's because they're like, they have so much experience, of course.
Yeah, right. But right. I mean, you know? Kind of back to what we were saying about with Kaylee, I feel like this was the first dance all season so far where she's danced with someone else, and I was completely entranced. You know, like I said, I've preferred her alone, and watching this routine was like,
however, I love it. We can't forget her routine with Logan last week. That was probably one of my favorites of the season as well.
Yeah, they know each other. Like,
This one blew. Yeah, no, I mean, there's no taking away from that. To me, this one just blew.
Do you think that this routine is going to get, like, what is his name, Desmond?
Desmond and Dwight.
They're going to get them an Emmy nominee?
I don't know.
I could see that. Yeah.
You can see that, right?
I could also see that about the final group routine.
So, which...
You don't think so?
Sean, cheese man.
You asked us what our favorite dance was. This routine, you guys, I didn't have enough room to write because it's at the end of my page. I'm declaring to the world, on 14 seasons of So You Think You Can Dance, I have never felt the way I did after I watched this routine.
No.
This really?
Dance. Ever.
That's bold.
No.
Ever.
You're being dramatic.
I mean, no. You guys, it had everything. I mean, let's first of all talk about Maya Angelou. One of the most famous, like, I don't even know if I can get the words out in an articulated manner. Right. But one of the most famous, you know, poems, if you will. And then just the diversity, all of them coming together. There's just so much to say about this. We don't have time.
Well, and I think what was really interesting about this routine was that everybody comes from a different background. And I talked about this with a few people after the show. It was like, you know, America, there's so much stuff going on right now. Think that you really, and in these weeks, and especially in a performance like that, you realize how much the show means to so many people in America. You know, it's that thing you can do on Monday. You can sit back and relax and
enjoy some dancing.
Yep. You know, some dancers have been working hard all week, and you get to see them perform and, you know, relate and feel like you're a part of something bigger than you are. Yeah. And I think that routine did it.
This is just a beautiful... beautiful thing that represent America as a very
diverse group,
diverse melting pot.
Sean could not have choreographed anything more perfect.
Savage.
No music. Let's talk about the shapes, how much they each needed each other in those moments. It was just beautifully danced.
Who do you think stood out?
With Taylor. I was just going to say, like, her, you know, roll into a headstand and just so much control. But not just Taylor. I mean, all of them had, I mean, Kiki, all of them had just shining moments through every piece of that. But I don't know if people realize how difficult that
very difficult
was.
I think they listened a lot to Sean Cheeseman while he was screaming on them because he's a very tough choreographer. There's no easy props with him. And if you would listen to someone like him, you're going to do great in dancing. And more than that, great in life. Yo, it's so much. And he lost a lot of weight, if I'm allowed to say. Yo, big up, brother. Like, you did a great job. Like, he's looking great. I think that he's one of those people who, like, broke a lot of stereotypes or, like, he started a new he's an innovator.
It was such a beautiful tableau.
He is an innovator. There's a reason he was working with Michael and Janet, of course, and many other artists.
Well, we saw that innovation because he used all four of them better than I think... anybody else could have. I mean, maybe Travis could have done something similar, but, and that's kind of what it reminded me of. But to me, this is an Emmy nominated routine.
Of course.
Definitely
to bring like a B-boy like Mark and Taylor and Kiki that is a ballroom dancer. Mm-hmm. This is not easy, you know. Mm. Definitely not easy. An easy thing to do. And Sean Cheeseman again.
Oh,
bravo!
They blended well. The Ba-boom. Execution. It was just so.
Drop the mic.
Mic drop. Sorry. It absolutely was. What a way to end that show.
Yes.
Yeah, but you didn't say what your favorite was.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite of the night.
Of the night.
I mean, I hate to pick them again because I always pick them, but Taylor and Robert.
Okay.
Sorry,
yeah.
Mandy Moore, Taylor and Robert, my favorite of
really?
The night.
Yours too.
No, mine was Kiki, Taylor, Koine, and Marks.
But as a duo.
As a duo. A lot bigger than that. No, I mean, here's the thing. I feel bad because I feel like I'm not giving other contestants justice because I always talk about Logan and Allison. But to me, their routine was about being warriors and how fitting. Because to me, mm-hmm. they just stand apart from everyone in the competition. I just, I love their pairing. I love their personality. I love that both of them are there for each other. They can mm-hmm. attack anything. I don't know. It's so humble. Mm. Love it. Love
hey.
It.
Yeah.
And not to mention, they just slayed that dance.
Right. I mean, the whole concept was pretty crazy. Definitely crazy. It was what?
Well, African jazz. African. Yes. I just can't say enough about that.
But the moment that you hear African jazz, you already know that this one's going to be very, very crazy.
Sure.
Right? So, I mean, they were lucky to get, like, you know, it's a like it's a lottery thing, right? You just pull a genre out of the hat.
Are they still doing it that way? Because I know that the All-Stars have been revealing.
Yeah, they did it. Of course they did.
They've been revealing it kind of on their little spots. Oh. But when I asked Comfort last week, she's like, it was a little bit of a secret. So I mean, I'm sure that they don't want it to be released, but I was wondering how that was delegated.
So I just told you.
All right,
from the
hat.
No NDAs. We saw you think you can dance.
Let me check with my lawyer really quick.
I know, right?
Yes, but I moved to MTV. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's great information. So yes. It is officially
so
from
basically
a hat.
The producers are coming with a hat with a few genres, with few ideas of like styles of dance. And.
But what if you get the same genre back to back? That's how I wonder. How do they like mix it up?
I think they typically leave it out.
Like, they leave out the... I don't know. This is totally speculation.
No, I think they... I think they just, if they get the same style twice, 2 weeks in a row, you just...
So each couple gets their own, like, yeah, it wouldn't be like all the couples are lined up and they're pulling one because
can I just get the same one. Ask my lawyer real quick?
We will figure that information out and ask. Yes. I'll personally
ask
somebody.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but definitely. I would love to see, and you know what? I would just would love to see Kaylee on an African jazz, for example.
Okay.
And more than that,
mm-hmm.
you know what is? I don't feel good with that because there was not any like breaking routine. There was like a hip hop routine. Come on, of course they combine everything, but you know it's actually possible to have a breaking routine. And for Logan, someone like Logan to combine these styles, which he's already doing it.
Well, I think that's a good way to end our segment. I mean, so mm-hmm. you'd like to see Kaylee do something African jazz? I personally would love to see Logan Allison attack a Broadway.
Okay,
would love that.
I got you.
How about you?
I think that'd be cute. I feel pretty fulfilled right now, to be honest. I mean, I feel like everybody's showing a lot of variety, mm-hmm. and I just can't wait to see what the next few weeks have.
Let me tell you something, my friend. What do you think about Kaylee and Cyrus doing Crump?
Ooh, we
That'd be
seen.
Interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that they would kill it, for sure.
Of course. Where are you question. So you think you can dance,
right?
Nigel?
Yeah.
We still need to see some Irish dancing, some folk dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's all kinds of things. And I am vowing to ask Nigel, wait everyone for this answer, if they will do a 30-something so you think you can dance. Like, or like extend the age. You know what I mean?
That is a good point.
We talked about that
in the beginning, right?
Because Kiki just barely slipped in, didn't he?
Right.
What do you mean?
I think he's 30.
What?
Well, he turned 30 during like the course of Academy Week. I'm almost positive he's 30. Somebody fact check that. But I'm willing to put my Diet Coke on that. So, bottom line, you guys.
That's what I call never give up.
We are going into a double elimination
what do you
next
mean?
Week. Next week, double elimination. They are going to pick their top four.
So surprised.
Strap in.
Really?
Strap in, folks. Yes.
Strap in.
So next week, we will be seeing you and talking all things Top 4.
No.
I am Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media. And my friends to my left.
No!
Yay, friends to the left. I am Teague Julie Panko, and you guys can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere. Also, interviews are up from this week, so let us know what you think. If we didn't get to anything in the live chat, please put it in the comments, and we'll get back to you guys. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, la, la, oh, la, la. We're going to miss you all. I was Asaph Gordon. Thank you, beautiful hosts with me, Teague and Becky. See you on Instagram. Love you all. Asaph Gordon.
Thank you for chatting with us, everyone, on the live chat.
Bye.
See you next week.
Thank you, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.